Okay, hi people, I am back. It is Adok of Future speaking there. He is making, or I am making, the news program for this week. Well, what is new? I had a bad cold, and therefore I couldn't reply to emails this week, and you didn't see me on IRC, nor on ICQ, blah blah blah. And Ted's PC has been struck by lightning. This is also another bad news. But, well, he lost a lot of data. Hopefully it will be possible to recover a lot of this. Anyway, what about good news? One of the good news is that 256 byte demos are going to be showcased in the web at a new page, www.256b.com. That's a name easy to remember. It's a site that has an archive, and it has a lot of screenshots and cool descriptions, etc. So you learn a lot about this category of minimalistic intros, which are especially widely spread in Hungary and Russia. Actually, I think in other countries they are hardly spread. But if you want to prove the opposite, then send me your intros. There's a new site, another new site. This is called Action Memorial. This is about an Amiga demo group called Action. www.action-memorial.de. And the maintainer of the site says, if you know anyone who was an Action member, please forward this address as we search for some old members. Okay. Yeah. Well, okay, I'm a bit bored because this is mostly announcement about homepages, but actually there isn't much else to report because they are on a new disk mix at the moment, and the other stuff that gets released is mostly released at parties, and you know which parties are happening because of Orange Juice and Scene.org. But well, a news from Orange Juice, Inferno, that's an Hungarian graphician, has a new online portfolio page where you can find the most important information about him. This has a strange address, so you will need a pencil in order to write it down, I guess. That's www.menwei, or something like that. You know, Y is Y, or Y, just in case you didn't know. Okay, what else is there to say? Actually, I can only repeat some news from Orange Juice, which I have recorded in my news file, because I was ill in the last days, and therefore I couldn't talk to people and get new news myself, but I will open my Netscape mail program and check if I have got something. I could mention news about Yuji. Yes, we are working on the 22nd issue, and now this had a break from my side of 1 week, but the other people have continued, of course. And there is a cool contribution, for example, an article about sound synthesis. And the author of it, he is called Ilix, said this is probably one of the best articles in the last few Huji issues. So be prepared for something very cool. This mail folder is really chaotic. Who is this Abdallah? Oh, this is nobody from El Afghan. This is some spam. Okay, this is not scene related. Is there anything scene related in my mailbox? Wayne Mike. Ah yeah. There's a new banner at www.depper.org. Okay. There's a question, what music I played in my recent Havoc slot, a thing on demo scene as an art form. Yeah, this music, this was made for Huji, but it is already available at other places too, at scene.org and at the private homepage of CLAN. And yes, one of them was CLAN. The other tune was by Memphiria, and the third tune, I have to look it up now. The third tune, this was, it was not the Night Beat tune, I think this was the Orbis Harmonia tune, if I remember correctly. So this Orbis Harmonia tune was by Bedrell of TDSC. Yes, it was this tune you are probably hearing in the background if my music volume is high enough. This was made by Badriel of TDSC, and it was released at some party, and he sent it to me for Hugeville, an updated version. It hasn't been used in Hugeville yet. Maybe it will come in some or one of the next issues. It's a very good tune, I think, and therefore I decided to use it at least in the radio program of last week. Well, I see that I'm pretty close to the microphone. I hope that this won't disturb the quality of my recording. Anyway, I'm not going to repeat this recording. So you will see some spontaneous stuff, because, I mean, Death Bass and Mr. Tickle do the stuff spontaneously too. They do even do it live. And so all the faults and mistakes are recorded as well. So why shouldn't my faults and mistakes be recorded too? Anyway, have fun with this radio program, and have fun with Hugeville 22. It already has more than 300 kilobytes of articles. Send me more articles. I love reading your articles. And bye.